What was your New Year resolution? Most people just talk about it. Are you going to make it happen?
I don't know.
Well, to me, it's the height of insanity.
Salutations and greetings. Welcome to Friday the 13th. Welcome to 2023. And welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, your occasional Neville podcast. All right, a little bit of a change for 2023, the occasional Neville podcast. I know it's been like that for a while, but this is just kind of solidifying it. How have you been? What have you been up to? It seemed like, what, almost a month since we last spoke? Well, good to hear you. Good to have you hear me. However you want to look at it. I wanted to share something, nothing Neville said that I know of anyway, but something that will help you in your Neville journey. And it's something I read the other day. So if I were to be one of those crazy woo-woo MSU grads, I would say this is the 2 method. And because it's Friday the 13th, subtract the second number 3 by the first number 1, and you get 2. So the 2 and 2 method. You know, it's funny, it's been so long. It maybe hasn't been quite that long, but that little noisemaker dealy, I can't think off the top of my head where that might be, which may be of a benefit to you or may not be, but you could add the sound effects in as you please. So 2, 2 and 2, right back at you. For those of you that remember that dating show from the 90s. So this is about habit. And this book, I'm not quoting the book because I don't remember what book it was from. It's said that when you do something twice, it's the beginning of a habit. Now, that could be towards something positive or something negative. Oh, someone from the back of the room wanted me to repeat that. 2, when you do something twice, it's the beginning of a habit. So look at myself with the podcast. I did a daily podcast for at least 2 years. I didn't really keep track, but it was like clockwork. Rain or shine. Kind of like the U.S. Postal Service without taking Sundays off. Every day there was a podcast. And then I got to the point where I was like, eh. I didn't label it this way, but the intent was there. I'm just making this an occasional Neville podcast, whenever I felt like saying something. So now that I go more than 2 days without recording a podcast, it's no longer a habit. Now, how can you apply this when it comes to studying Neville? Maybe you read Neville at the same time every day, or just read or listen to a little Neville every day. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes, maybe an hour, whatever your schedule allows for. As soon as you stop doing that for 2 days, you just started your habit of non-daily Neville study, according to this thing that I read that someone wrote. And it could be bro science. I didn't do any research before recording this. Or it could be actual psychology, science. Either way, it sounds like a good idea. Maybe it's applying Neville. Maybe every day before cleaning your teeth and going off to bed, or while you're getting ready for bed, you revise. But you stop doing that. Yes, thank you. 2 days. You do that for 2 days, it starts becoming a habit of revising every day that you're getting ready for bed. And the same the other way. Testing, Neville. You hear something different, unique, or maybe it's something you heard, but you hadn't heard of in a while, so you kind of forgot. You know, I like to joke that I've forgotten more Neville than most of these guru life coaches claim to know. And that's just, there's so much there. There's so much information, and there's only so much storage space in your brain. But testing different things, or avoiding the algorithm. Now, I used to be really active on a couple social media platforms, actually a few, and I slowly but surely am going away from all of them. And I like it. Granted, I've been super duper busy lately, which would explain the non-occasional podcast, but it also gives me more quality time to do what I find to be quality things. Where could you use this? The rule of two. Remember the MSU grad, Friday the 13th? Subtract the second number, 3, by the first one, and you have 2. What things have you stopped doing for at least 2 days that maybe you, quote unquote, should be doing? What thing have you started doing for 2 days that maybe you should stop doing, and you could stop doing immediately, should you decide to go down that road? Rooting for you, imagining better than the best, you know. And here's to 2023, bringing you, yes, that thing, and that thing, and so many different things. I have a thing that's coming. Maybe I'll talk about it. Maybe I won't. But I think it's coming next week. Kind of interesting. Until we hear again, enjoy the Friday the 13th inspired music-filled silence.